Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the UK has pinned its hopes of beating the Omicron variant of coronavirus on a major expansion of the vaccine booster program to all adults and a halving of the gap between the second and third doses to 3 months. As confirmed cases of Omicron in the UK rose to 11, officials said ministers could introduce further measures within days if the data pointed to the need for a tougher response. Contingency planning is also underway in Whitehall, including for more stringent mask regulations and a potential work-from-home order. Next, rising COVID-19 cases and the new Omicron variant could imperil the economic recovery and exacerbate inflationary pressures, Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell is set to tell US lawmakers on Tuesday. In testimony to be delivered at a joint congressional hearing with Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary Powell will say that while U.S. consumer demand remains buoyant and workers are returning to the workforce, the possibility of coronavirus pandemic-related setbacks is clouding the economic outlook. And now, Ghislaine Maxwell was alternately described as a predator who enabled Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of underage girls, and a woman wrongly blamed for the sins of a man, as the British socialite's criminal trial started in a New York court on Monday. Maxwell, her face masked because of COVID-19 restrictions, sat impassively as the government previewed a case that will determine whether she spends decades behind bars or is freed after months of confinement in a 6-foot-by-9-foot prison cell. It's also likely to offer the fullest accounting so far of the Epstein scandal. And finally, Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, stepped down as chief executive on Monday, as the social network appointed Chief Technology Officer Parag Agrawal as his successor. Dorsey, 45, gave no explanation for his resignation, but said the company was ready to move on from its founders. In an email to staff, he said he had a bone-deep trust in Agrawal, who joined Twitter 10 years ago as a software engineer and worked his way up. The succession had been planned for more than a year, as part of a truce between Twitter and the activist investor Elliott Management, which had pushed for Dorsey's removal, said one person familiar with the process. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.